7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
So close and yet so far. Wow, that was almost an accurate time somewhere in the world. In fact, I am willing to believe that there is a clock that reads 9:29 p.m. somewhere in this inaccurate time zone loving, no good timekeeping, orology losers can't figure out how to figure. It's 19:30. You need to know what time it is. It is 19:30 UTC, and that's a significant time only because that's the traditional starting time of the Dubious Ghost Committee! Ping Tower. Yeah, my cat just heard me make these crazy noises, and now she's outside the door going, meow, meow, meow. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. It's not kitty business time, but good luck convincing my cat of that fact. Here's a sound you should recognize. Yeah, I'm opening up the teapot. I'm pouring some tea. Oh, boy. Yeah, and you're never gonna guess what kind of tea we're drinking today. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's kind of good. It's very different. This is what I need today. I'm feeling like I need this today. Well, the truth of the matter is I needed this last night. What kind of tea am I drinking? Well, let's ask the teapot.
That's not a synthesizer. That's not an oscillator. That's my teapot, howling away.
I am drinking the mulled black tea today. An unusual choice, I realize. But this all started last night. This all started last night at about 2 a.m. 2 a.m., I ran out of tea. I thought, oh, I'm going to be up for another hour. I better make some more tea. But I didn't want to make any of the usual stuff because I thought some of the caffeine content might force me to stay awake. And I don't have any Longjing or anything. I drank the last of the Longjing. Remember that? And so I said, what do I have that's decaffeinated? And pretty much the only thing that I had was this mulled stuff, which I'm drinking. And it's a nice change of pace. It doesn't have any real hardcore depth of flavor, but it's nice. It's all right. It's good for a change of pace. And since I started drinking it last night, I thought, yeah, what the hell? I'll keep drinking it today. And so I am. I'm drinking it. Am I going to drink more of it today? I don't know. I'm getting low on all the good tea stocks. And so eventually I'm going to have to go to the tea store. But today is not the day for that. Today has to be another one of those, let's keep our little Tubster indoors today. Our reluctant anti-hero does not need to be venturing forth out today. There will be no man versus nature. Why? What's happening? Not a whole hell of a lot. It's just really cold. Let's leave this room. Uh-oh, now we're going to run into the cat because the cat's probably right here outside the door.
Well, hello. Yes, I recognize you. You're the kitty that lives here.
And the cat goes running up the stairs. So we're going to go up the stairs, too, to check on the construction. You know, it was only 1 week ago, last Saturday, that my toilet erupted and caused a chain of events. Well, actually, It was the result of a large chain of events that is still going on now. And as I look out the window, yeah, because it's Saturday, there's no construction going on. And it's also snowing. It got very cold last night. We're at about 10 degrees. We're in the Tobe danger zone. I have to be very careful. I have to make sure I do not move very much and not mess up my muscles. And half the street is destroyed. Although, how far did they pour yesterday? I think they managed to complete pouring the concrete on the opposite side of the street all the way down. So yeah, there's only one lane in front of my house. The street is technically closed, and somehow we got some snow.
How much snow did we get, Peppa? Where did she go?
I'm looking at my thermometer. It has warmed up. It is now 12 degrees. That's Fahrenheit.
Well, you're a Fahrenheit. I'm looking for a Fahrenheit. Hello? Are you a Fahrenheit?
Yeah, are you cold too? Yeah, I know it's cold. But I got the heat on. You have fresh kitty water.
Or do you? Oh, you actually drank a lot.
Are you thirsty, baby?
Yeah, somebody's thirsty baby. Okay, so we have thirsty cat. And she's drinking water again. Okay, so I'm staying in today. I am not going outside. I need to stay indoors, avoid the cold, and be smart. I gotta not do anything weird. Gotta make sure I don't pull any muscles or do anything stupid. It's cold, it's snowy. Now what are we gonna do? Yes, well, what are we gonna do? Well, the cat has followed me down here. We're in the other room. Hi,
Fluffy Pants. Hello, freezing Fluffy Pants. What are we gonna do?
We don't know what to do, and you're a kitty.
Now, I know what some of you people are thinking out there. You don't know what to do, and it's a winter's day, and you have a fluffy cat. Tobe, it's obvious what you need to do. You need to make some Pum Dauphine.
Of course, but don't you realize we're going to need les oeufs? Ouais, les oeufs. J'adore Pum Dauphine, vraiment. Oh, regarde ça. C'est Chef Damien et Nadia. Avec les pommes.
Il y a la corvée en plus de les éplucher.
Moi, tout va bien, d'accord. Et ici, regardez, on va réaliser une pâte à choix. Je mets de l'eau.
De l'eau.
Je mets mon beurre.
Mon beurre. Get that burr in there, kitty.
Un petit morceau.
Look at you, you're a baby.
I got
a cat. Rajouter une belle pincée de sel.
Yeah, just a belle pincée de sel. Just one little
voilà,
pretty
allez,
pinch of salt.
On porte à ébullition et le temps que ça chauffe,
oh,
je prends les pommes de terre. Alors, on a pris des pommes de terre à chair farineuse. Nadia, regardez. Elles sont
yeah,
vraiment,
look.
Vraiment super farineuses.
Yeah, just
on les met
cut up
dans
the pommes de terre
à la grille fine.
And run them through a potato ricer. Because everybody owns a potato
voilà,
ricer.
Très très grosse ébullition, c'est vraiment super important. Et
tout de suite.
Toute la farine, d'un seul coup.
Et on mélange, il faut que... On est une boue, c'est ça, hein?
Voilà, ça fait ce qu'on appelle une panade.
Ouais.
Yeah, you better stir it. Yeah, but
au début, tranquille, et puis après on y va un petit peu.
Where are the les œufs?
Voilà, ça,
and how many œufs do we need?
Ouais.
Voilà. Et ça, si c'est pas bien bouillant...
D'accord, d'accord.
Ça, c'est très beau résultat.
Mais où est...
Voilà, et maintenant tu vas m'incorporer les œufs, s'il te plaît.
Ah.
Un par un. Alors les œufs, on fait attention quand on incorpore les œufs, pour pas que ça soit trop chaud, pour pas que ça cuise,
ouais.
D'accord?
Ici, allez, les œufs. Le premier œuf.
On y va vite pour pas que ça cuise. On refroidit. Attends.
Le deuxième œuf.
Voilà. Tu peux séparer la masse comme ça. Mm. Voilà. On fractionne et là, on incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Le deuxième œuf.
Je fractionne.
Oh my God, it's fascinating.
Allez, on incorpore le troisième.
Le troisième œuf. Oh my God.
Impeccable.
Oh, la troisième
et on fait une pâte à choux bien homogène, un petit peu ferme, hein, c'est une pâte à choux un petit peu ferme, ok
yeah,
et on va incorporer
too hard.
La pâte à choux.
Yeah,
voilà.
Add it to your rice potato mixture and then start giving it a big, big stir and get ready to fry those bad boys. Yeah, you gotta fry them. And I realize there's some problems with that because, you know, although people do love fried food, they tend to hate the greasy splatter. You end up making a greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made.
And what? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And a mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Oh, Kirk, yeah? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You can work as fast as you can. You can wipe as best as you can. But 1981, Mom, only cares if it shines.
Hey, that shines.
See?
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've been making pomme dauphine avec les pommes de terre. Yeah, et très œuf. Parce que les œufs sont délicieux.
Absolutely fluent in 85 languages. I just realized I need to check to see when my next game comes on. Scrolling through the... Geez, it's on a little bit. Oh, yeah, I got plenty of time. It's not on for a while. Holy crap. Okay. Well, of course, you realize what this means. Now I need to catch up on my highlights, see how the universe boss is doing. Yeah, it's T10 time in Abu Dhabi. And so Chris Gayle is playing for Team Abu Dhabi, of course. They can just buy whoever they want, the best people ever. Oh, and he's been crushing it. What did he hit the other day? Oh, my God, yeah, he hit 84 off 22 balls. He went to half a century and 14 balls. It was a new record in T10. I have to admit, he is so Universe Boss. That's his nickname, Universe Boss. He's awesome. And now I'm trying to think, who did they play? Calendars, I think. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, but you hate Calendars. No, not Calendars, Colanders. You mean Colanders, those things that you strain pasta with? No, not that kind of Colander. I want Calendars. Q-A-L-A-N-D-A-R-S. Okay, so where is it? Can I have some cricket highlights, please?
Here we go.
Yeah, and look, Chris Gayle is up to bat.
He's not as comfortable. He likes to just get out and get amongst it. But this is a lovely bit of byplay. Shida Freely, two legends of the game.
Throw the ball already.
Been around probably 20
yeah, he's years got his Universe two, Boss four, bat. It just says Boss in giant letters. There's the first ball. Oh, it wasn't even to him.
Straight away with a boundary four. Nicely played. Through the offside, just in front of
nice
square.
Nice hit off from Tom Veer.
Started similar yesterday. Hit a lovely cover drive yesterday. They got cleaned up second time round. Got a little bit giddy, truth be told. So just needs to have a
very
little look
giddy
in these conditions.
Slower
oh,
ball.
Come on.
And just
oh
put just short of mid-wicket. It is a Freedy diving forward.
That was a good save.
To see.
That guy almost ate it.
He's a wonderful bowler.
Thump.
Unusual
oh, my
action.
God.
Sometimes hard to pick up
get
early.
Get out of the way. That's how you get a ball to the face. All right, so let's see some Chris Gayle action. That's what we're in here for.
Little inside edge, thickish. Pick up runs against.
Okay. All I want is to see Chris Gayle, the Universe Boss, knock some damn cricket balls out of the stadium. One thing you got to understand is that T10 stadiums are smaller. The ovals are smaller. And when you have somebody like Universe Boss, yeah, you know, he's going to knock it into the parking lot, which is what I want to see. Well, here's a nice boundary save. That guy just made an incredible play, but that's not what we're here for. What we want to see is Chris Gayle going nuts. Okay, now we finally get to see him do some batting. That was sort of weak, but that was a snake shot for four runs.
By any stretch. This one swung away. Has he got enough? No, he hasn't. Should be out. Is out.
Oh.
When things are going your way, though, Sultan Ahmed, it works. This is a good catch. No, I've seen a lot of catches.
No.
This is good. Good experience.
No.
He knows exactly where the rope is. Good composure.
No. I can't watch anymore. I can't cope. Chris Gayle, he's out on like the third ball. He hit it nice and it was gonna go over the rope, but nope. That guy just ran in, he snaked in, he caught it. Oh, Universe Boss, he only scored like six runs. Oh no. I'm heartbroken. You know, I just don't know if I want to live in a world where Chris Gayle isn't hitting massive sixers all the way out of the park, all the way out of the stadium. Well, I guess I could live in that world.
I just don't want to be the chairman of a dubious goals committee in which Chris Gayle is not hitting massive sixers out of the stadium. So I guess that means I'm going to surrender the floor. As chairman of the dubious goals committee, I now surrender the floor to the dubious synthesizer subcommittee. Right, so is all this stuff on? Synthesizer time. Okay, yeah. We got some weird noises going on. And what are we doing today with all this crazy synthesizer committee business? Well, I started working on something last night. Started working on something, you know, pretty weird. And I like it because I like weird. And what I was trying to do was trying to set up some, well, I don't want to say, I don't even know how to put this. I wasn't going to, It's not that this is generative per se, because it really isn't. But this isn't, you know, like pre-programmed necessarily either. And it's not random. What I've done is I've set up some parameters, so to speak, to let this thing go nuts. And what I've done is I'm playing sequencer battles. I've got more than one sequencer going, and I've got everything on different time scales. So we've got some three, we've got some six. I've got sequencer one is playing a three count, but it's playing four notes in three beats. The other sequencer, I don't know what the hell. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that one in a minute. Sequencer 3 is technically playing, it's messed up, but I think it's playing 16ths, but I only have it going gating on eighths, and the gating is changing the rhythm of sequencer 2. And it's cycling through certain rhythms. And so it's all messed up. It's all very polyrhythmic. Now, the drums on the pocket operator are, of course, being double time clocked, but I have it slowed down. So the drum pattern you hear is actually two bars. And so you're going to be able to count this in eight, but it's actually very, very polyrhythmic. And so once we start the cycle, I don't even know when it starts to repeat. It kind of depends on how I set this up, and I think I set it up the same way this morning. I don't know. There's nothing left to do but to play it, right? So let's fade up some faders, and we'll hit go. We'll be right back.
Although, now that I'm sitting here listening to this, something isn't right. I had this going better last night. What? Did I forget to plug something in? Is something plugged into the wrong thing? I don't even remember. I should have written it down. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I think I know what I've done wrong. I think. Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's unplug this and plug it into here instead. Wasn't this what I was trying to do? Isn't this what we had going? Oh, much better. Oh yeah. Yeah. This is making more sense, and it seems to me like we have this variation as well. But I didn't like that as much, and so we stuck with this, didn't we? Yeah. Okay. Okay, mystery solved. Yeah, and whereas I can listen to that for hours, we don't have hours here in the Dubious Goals Committee. So, what else are we going to do? Well, last night, just as I was trying to fall asleep, I had another idea. And this was crazy, but this is how we might be able to introduce the bleep drum to all of this. We're going to lose our LFO filter cutoff sweep, but we should be able to get some bleep drums. So let's stop all this. Let's stop all this noise and see if this will actually work. Okay, so let's grab the bleep drum, and we got to take some jumps off of the bleeper, and we run it into the bit collider, and we put it on the input-output bus. And then we use that, plug in the cable, and we plug that into the clock input of the synth. All right, then we plug in the audio. Yeah, we have audio from the bleep drum. I was playing it with my feet there. All right, so, oh my God, this is... This is not going to work, but this is going to be weird. So let's hit play on the bleep drum and see how off the time scale is. 1, 2, 3, go. It's not even driving anything. What's the damn problem? Oh, I just needed to press play. And yeah, time scale is messed up. All right,
let's try speeding it up then. Okay. And is everything running? Yeah. I don't believe it. We're gonna have to do some kind of weird sequencer tricks, though, to get this to even be anywhere near what it was. And we got double kicks because everything is not lining up right, because everything is weird. But, you know, I kind of don't have a problem with that. Weird. I don't know what this is, but I like it. Okay, so suddenly I'm thinking this is dope as hell. Am I right? Or is it just me? Now that we've introduced... Yeah, this is the embarrassing thing. Is this my new compositional style? We just try to write something, and then once we start plugging other things in, it gets so screwed up that you then have to try to adjust it to make it sound like something. Not what it was originally, not what you were originally thinking. No. But whatever's gonna come out of the machine is gonna be so awesome that you can take credit for it. Just like me, because I'm so awesome that my accidents turn out to be kinda cool. Why can't I get any more damn volume on the PO, though? You know, one of the awesome upsides to all this and screwing up the time scales so much is now that the cycle actually goes longer, because the 16-step sequencer is now going at, like, I don't know, it's 64 steps. It doesn't matter. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I ran out of time, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.